a couple of races to these horses. We're going to go for a tour up the road. Smart horse, hopefully, is a little bit better than him. And Snipes is going super well at the moment.
Mm. All right, lovely. Good on you, Brent. Good luck today. I reckon you'll get the money with one of them.
Cheers, Cody. Thank you. Good luck.
Thanks, Brent. Brent Stanley. And as I said, he fires with a rifle, not a shotgun. He doesn't miss too often when he takes them somewhere. So I saw those two in and the two ordinary runs before, and that makes sense. Tongue ties coming off and things like that. So you've got it all first hand from him. Now, 10:04, Tim Ryan joins me from TAB Thoroughbred Wagering. Morning, Tim.
G'day, Sean. How are you going today?
I'm terrific. What have you found for us?
We're going to kick off in race two at Warren Farm today with number 3, Plenty. This building resumed from the spell with what I thought was a pretty big effort at Warren Farm a fortnight ago. He was only fairly away that day. Hugh Bowman just gave him a bit of a nudge to send him forward, and just first up, he just fired up. And he led by nearly 6 lengths mid-race, and I thought he stuck on really stupid to run second. And look, he's only run down by a filly by the name of Real Me Ruby, and I think she's a filly of really nice potential, and she'll be going around a pretty short favourite in a race at Rose Hill on Saturday. So with that run under his belt, look, he only had one trial leading into the first up run, so I think there'll be a lot of improvement from that. And James McDonald takes a ride today. He'll no doubt send him forward, as is his pattern, from the outside gate. And if he can just get him to relax a touch better in front today, I think he's going to be really hard to beat. So around about $4, very keen to be with Plenty in race two.
Okay, anything else?
Yeah, we're going to go to race six with number 8, Vontaine. Look, this mare's had 2 runs back from a long spell. It had just over a year off, and while the form guide reads as her being a little bit disappointing, I really think she's had excuses. First up, she was caught 3 wide, over 1,200 first up, and that was unsuitable, and she knocked up badly. But second up, they sent her forward to a Saturday race, and she missed the start slightly, sent forward from the outside gate. And again, she's knocked up, but that was on a really solid pace. And today, I think she gets things in her favour. She gets to the mile, third up, and importantly, finds a race with no pace at all. Billy Owen takes the ride, gets 3 kilos off, and I think if he can find the front, she's going to be really hard to run down. I thought she was a really nice each-way bet around about the $6 mark.
All right, terrific. So race two, we've got Plenty in race six. Vontaine, your two today.
That's it. Thanks, Cozzy.
Good on you, Tim. All the best. Tim Ryan from TAB Thoroughbred Wagering. It's 10:06 at Sky Sports Radio.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Good morning, John O'Farr with your latest Sky Sports Radio news. The Minnesota police officer that's been charged with the murder of Aussie woman Justine Rusick is seeking an acquittal. Mohammed Noor has filed paperwork hoping to have the charge of third-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter overturned. An Australian cruise ship passenger is one of 4 people killed in a seaplane crash after it collided with another plane mid-air in Alaska. 2 people survived the accident, and the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade is providing assistance to the family of the deceased Australian. And far north Queensland is preparing for Tropical Cyclone Anne, which is expected to hit land later today. Flash flooding is likely, and wind gusts of up to 90 kilometres an hour are currently battering the coast. In sports news, Penrith Panthers 5'8", James Maloney, could be playing rugby league in England if the rumours around his career are true. The contract for the troubled Panthers veteran expires in 2020, but the Western Sydney club could offload James Maloney sooner than that. Tiger Woods has not played a tournament since recording his 5th Masters win last month, but Woods' caddy insists this is the best approach, and he believes this will work in the Americans' favour. And former Socceroo Mile Jedinak has scored a penalty shootout goal in Aston Villa's win over West Bromwich Albion this morning. They'll either play Leeds or Derby County at Wembley on the 27th of May in the Championship final. The winner gets a place in the Premier League. That's the latest news and sport on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Sky Sports Radio talks racing and sports every morning. Sunday's the big sports breakfast weekend talks racing with the newsmakers like Anthony Cummings on Libertini.
Yeah, finally she's very good, and it is hard not to get excited about it, but she's been fantastic each of the 3 runs.
There's the quiz, your talkback calls, plus Peter Peters and Bulldog Richie talking rugby league. Big sports breakfast weekend, Sunday mornings from 7, Sky Sports Radio.
On Sky Sports Radio, the traffic report. Together we can make work a safer place, because no matter what you do, safety starts with you. For safety tools and tips, visit safetystartswithyou.newsouthwales.gov.au. M5, heavy traffic. King George's Road inbound down towards the M5 East Tunnel. San Susi, Sandringham Street at Alfred Street, two-car accident eastbound Lane 1. And North Mead, Brines Road, truck and car collision near Old Windsor Road, affecting traffic. Toyota Means Business is on now, bringing you fantastic and a financial year offers across a great range of vehicles. See your Toyota dealer today or search Toyota Value for more. I'm Silvio on Sky Sports Radio.
It's the Southern Hemisphere's number one sale of its type. The Magic Millions National Wheeling Sale, May 22 to 24 on the Gold Coast. Over 725 lots by a record 119 individual sires, including 28 exciting first-season stallions. Graduates of the sale include Group 1 stars Fiero, Zoo Star, Seasons Bloom and Red Cell. It's also the premier sale for Penhook Success. View the online catalogue now at magicmillions.com.au. The Magic Millions National Wheeling Sale on the Gold Coast, May 22 to 24. The biggest, the best.
Walking regularly to school is a great way to exercise. Friday, 17th of May, is National Walk Safely to School Day.
And remember, active kids are smarter kids.
Find us at walk.com.au, Facebook, Instagram and Twitter.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And 9 past 10, Mark Jones is the track manager at Warwick Farm. Joins you now. Morning, Mark.
Yeah, morning, Sean.
How's the day dawned at Warwick Farm?
Look, again, it's a lovely morning, a beautiful autumn morning. It's going to be around about 23 degrees and nice and sunny, and looking forward to the day.
Okay, how have you rated the track today, Mark?
Yeah, we're currently a good four with a penetrometer of 4.70.
All right, so a good four. Now, the rail today, where will that be?
Yeah, we're in the 3-metre position. We raced 2 weeks ago and the rail's back in the true.
All right, and how's the grass holding up?
Look, it's quite good. It's obviously slowed down. I guess the last week or so it has cooled off, particularly the nights and mornings. It has slowed down quite a lot. But in saying that, there's still plenty of grass on the track, and I think we're in a good position, going into late autumn, into winter.
All right. Well, that's good. So today, the rail's out three. You got a good four. And all in all, as good as you can serve up this time of the year.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, looking forward to it. And, we go around again in 2 weeks. So, it's all good.
All right. Terrific. Good on you, Mark. Have a great day.
Thanks, Sean.
Mark Jones there joining us. Now, we've got Andrew Giorgio from the TAB. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Cozzy.
Ray Thomas joins us. Hello, Ray.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, look, good meeting this, isn't it? With perfect weather in Sydney, hardly a cloud in the sky, 23 degrees today, Sean. Track in perfect condition. And a pretty significant meeting with James McDonald there. Just that one winner to bring up the 100 wins for the season. And he'll be the first jockey to achieve that feat since Darren Beedman 11 years ago. So looking forward to seeing if J-Mac can get the job done today, Sean.
Too right. And Paul Joyce, hello, Paul.
Yes, hello, Sean. G'day, Ray. G'day, everybody. It's a good meeting, isn't it, Ray? It's a nice warm day. We're at the Warwick Farm. Big milestone for J-Mac. And hearing him interviewed by Sean this morning, I don't have Olympic in my numbers in the first, Ray, but he gave it a huge push. So maybe he might start the day off on a winning note and knock it over in the first.
All right, now the first. And let's have a look and see. We've got a full field of 14.
Yeah, Bandersnatch is at $6.50. Macambo is at $7.50, along with Antonio Padre. Olympic, $5. Rari, $5.50. St. Ambrose, $4.80. Galaxy, $41. Witchblade, 200-1. Peralta, $41. Bacchus, $21. $251 for Atomic Bomb. Dodecanesis at $61. Dorothy of Oz, $7.50. And Gypsy Snitz is a $19 chance. Well, most of the money in this race, boys, has focused on numbers 5 and 6. Rari was as much as $8 at one stage in betting, now into $5.50. And St. Ambrose, $5.50 to $4.80. Our traders are keeping it very safe in the market.
Yeah, speed in the first, I mean, it should be solid enough. We've got a big field of two-year-olds. But on paper, Dorothy of Oz probably leads. Bandersnatch led throughout when at Newcastle. He rolls forward. I can't really find too much other pace there, but I'm sure a couple of these lightly raced horses will roll forward, Ray. So I would expect a genuine tempo, but nothing furious in the first.
And that'll suit Olympic Paul. I've actually gone for him in the first and to give J-Mac that 100th winner. I know he's had just over a month between runs, but his two runs back have indicated he's a colt looking for 1,400 metres. He hit the line nicely at Gosford, his most recent start over 1,200, doing his best work late, finishing third to Iskander. Has had a nice trial in between. The blinkers go on today, Paul, so it'll be interesting to see just if he settles a little bit closer than he has done in his three starts so far. But he's a colt by Medagliadoro out of a street cry man. Everything he's done so far in his short career suggests 1,400 metres will really suit him. And with that tempo that Paul predicted, I think everything plays into the hands of four Olympic to get the job done here. Six, St Ambrose. I did like his second up effort behind Diamond Thunder and Hulk. I'm certain that's a strong form race, and he hit the line nicely that day. St Ambrose drawn a little awkwardly, Paul, so he may need a touch of luck in running, but he should run a strong 1,400. The horse you mentioned, Bandersnatch, that was an impressive win at Newcastle last start. He picked that 1,400-metre box in a big way, leading throughout, dominating, running a pretty fast closing sectional to win by a margin. So he's definitely one to watch. And two, Macumbo. I just like the way he really hit the line late in that 1,400-metre race at Kembla last start. Only his second run, broke his maiden well, looks a horse with a future. But four Olympic, the horse to beat in the first. 4, 6, 1, and 2.
Yeah, Ray, look, I've gone with 1, 2, 6, and 5. I'm with Bandersnatch here. I mean, he beat the older horses there at Newcastle. Mm. He ran time, as you said, came home in 33.9, and he won by 5.5 lengths. So back against fellow two-year-old on pace. I don't think the weight will be a problem. He looks a big, strong horse, and he's got better every time he's gone to the races. So I'm happy to gamble on him to repeat the dose, and if he can sit outside the leader here, and I'll be very comfortable when they turn for home if Grant Buckley shakes the reins and he finds a couple of lengths. Macumbo, just where he gets to in the run, the query, but I agree with you, Ray. Massive win at Kembla last start at 1,400, really charged through the line, and you'd expect him to get further this son of deep field. And if he can get some breaks, I think he can definitely be in the finish. For 6, St Ambrose, I've liked both his starts, in particular his last start behind Diamond Thunder. He was never on the track and stuck on really well. It was a brave effort. And I'm putting in number 5, Rari, in my top four. Didn't get a lot of room in the straight on debut behind Reloaded, who's a horse I've got a good opinion of at Randwick. And he was only beaten a length, and he really charged through the line late. So I think the 1,400 will suit him. And of course, I've left Olympic out, but I've been warned. J-Mac said the blinkers going on could be the key, and the 1,400 obviously what he's looking for. So I'll keep that in mind when I'm putting on my trifectas. But my numbers here, 1, 2, 6, and 5.
All right. Now, race two, we take out the 7 wrecks.
Ula Saba is at $12. Bergen, $2.90. Plenty at $4. Quick Nick, $10. Bentley Magic, $9.50. Smart Horse, $2.90, and Ms. Rodart is at $21. Very, very good move this morning, guys, for Smart Horse. $4, best price available at around about 9 a.m., now into $2.90. And that makes it equal favourite with Bergen, who's gone $2.50 out to that current $2.90 quote.
It's an interesting move, Andrew, because speed-wise in this race, it really is up in the air. We've got Plenty engaged, too, through all speed maps up in the air last start when he ripped along and led by about 5 lengths, and Huey Bowman just couldn't seem to get him to come back underneath him. So J-Mac will have that task today off a wide gate. But then you've got this horse like Smart Horse, who's been showing good pace down in Melbourne. Quick Nick, real speedster as well. Ula Saba likes to lead. So on paper, this could be the fireworks up front, Ray, but very often it doesn't quite work out that way, particularly in smallish fields when only needs one or two others to decide they won't press forward, and all of a sudden that fireworks tempo doesn't result.
Yeah, it'd be interesting, wouldn't it, Paul? I've gone with a 3 Plenty, another one for James McDonald here. I thought he was super first up a couple of weeks ago at the Warwick Farm midweeks. As you said, Paul, he seemed to almost take charge of Hugh Bowman. He was so fresh that day first up since he won at Canterbury back in January when significantly he led throughout. But he was first up at the 1,300. He was very brave later, though, getting tired. He hung on for second, a promising horse in Reel Him In Ruby did just that and reeled him in late to win. But I thought Plenty will take a lot of benefit out of that run. Maybe that's just knocked the freshness out of him. He hopefully will come back underneath J-Mac, whether he leads or sits outside Smart Horse. He'll be up on speed, and if he can run up to that first up effort, I think he's the one to beat here. Paul, I was taken by the winner of Bentley Magic at Gosford last start. Gee, I thought he hit the line well. He was first up from the spill, was buried back in the ruck, weaved his way through and unleashed. It was a really solid performance. This is a step up again, but he looks like a colt going places. I'm throwing him in as the main danger. The move for Smart Horse doesn't surprise me. Paul, whenever Brent Stanley brings horses up from Victoria, they invariably run well here in Sydney, and I'm keeping a big watch on Smart Horse. Only been to the races twice. He won his maiden under Boo by a huge margin, then stepped up to the Bendigo Guineas, and probably things didn't go quite his way that day. That was at 1,400. Back to the 1,300, drawn the one gate, should hold the fence. He'll be hard to beat. And two, Bergen, can't knock him. Two from two. He's been tough in both his wins. Gear change today for Bergen with the blinkers going on. And as I said, you just can't knock what he's done so far in his career. Interesting race, the second. Three Plenty for mine on top. 3, 5, 6, and 2.
Yeah, sure is. A really interesting race. I've gone 4, 2, 6, 3. I'm happy to have something on Quick Nick, the 4. Just sort of hoping that there aren't fireworks up front, because I think Quick Nick, if he can somehow find the lead here, he'll give them plenty to catch. He held on well to win at Wyong last start. He's got to go back 4 starts when he won at Scone by 5 lengths. But they're the last 2 runs he's had on good tracks. He just doesn't seem to fire on the soft and heavy. So he's got the right going there today. Well, he's 2 kilos off of Robbie Dolan, only 58. He's rock hard fit. And I just think the 1,300, he may be able to get a few of these off the bit. But number 2, Bergen. Interesting that John O'Shea has put those blinkers on, Ray. 2 starts, 2 wins, and you get the blinkers added. But when I watched the replay of his last win at Newcastle, he just took a while to put them away. And I think John probably expects there is more there, and we might see that today with those blinkers going on. And obviously 3 kilos off for Billy Owen could be a master stroke. Number 6, Smart Horse. Well, you're really going where there's smoke, there's fire. They backed him to win a listed race at his second start.
Yeah.
Now, it didn't work out. Things went wrong. He got beaten a long way. But I think you've got to respect that betting move and obviously his debut effort where he won by 5. And number 3, Plenty. Look, I'm not sure where to put him, Ray. I don't know what he's going to do. If he comes out and over races like he did the other day, I don't think he could win. But as you said, that may have just been a fresh thing and he might have run that out of his system by now. And if J-Mac can harness his energy, he can certainly win. So it really is an interesting race. I don't even have Ula Saba in the numbers. You don't have it in, Ray. His last start was a Group 2 race in Perth. So
it's nice horse, yeah.
Very interesting, very interesting race. 4, 2, 6, and 3 for me.
All right, we go then to the third and take out 6 Flying Piero.
Here we have $7.50 for the toppy Fun Fact. Perfect Pitch is at 5, 18 Carat at 10. Time Raid, $3.30. Rex, $4. Foxy's Foxinator is at 16. Northern Voyage, $6.50. And Mookarina, you can have $10 about the bottom one. Well, guys, there has been a nice move in the last half hour for Northern Voyage. It's gone $8.50 into $6.50. It was as much as $11 when the market first opened. Outside of that, Time Raid has been a notable firmer ever since the market opened. $4.60 into $3.20.
Interesting, Andrew, because I've got there the 2 on-pace runners. Probably Northern Voyage most would expect to take up the running, and Time Raid probably works across the sit outside him. So punters may be thinking the on-pace runners can dominate here, but you do have some chance of pressure through the likes of Rex, Perfect Pitch, even Foxy's Foxinator. So not sure. I think it'll be a genuinely run mile, right?
Yeah, I found this one of the trickier races of the day, Paul. You can almost make a case for all 8 runners. And I've gone a little wide here with the 9, Mookarina. He won the Guineas Prelude at Wagga 2 runs back. And then last start, you could argue, he was unlucky running 3rd behind Commander. He was in the position to strike on the turn, but he just couldn't get clear galloping room. Christian Reith tries, he might. Just couldn't find the gap through with Mookarina. Had to switch off heels and get to the outside. He charged late to run 3rd. It was a really good effort. And he'll go around to $10 here in an open race. I just think he's worth the gamble. He's a horse in form, lightweight, will run the trip, should be hard to beat. I thought Seven Foxy's Foxinator was a chance here too. Paul, he's been racing at the provincial, the bush meetings, but going particularly well. And last start was just edged out by Camisole and Scenic Sight at Port Macquarie, and that form has held up. Again, he's at odds here, but with the lightweight Robbie Dolan's claim, he's not out of this race at all. Two Perfect Pitch comes out of the Wagga Guineas. Look, she sat outside leader that day and had her chance and finished a close fourth. Mokoena ran her down late for the minor prize, but she's back on her home track. Bit of a gear change here, the blinkers coming off, and she hasn't put in a bad run all prep, so she'll be thereabouts here. And the favourite four, Time Raid, not knocking him at all. He's three runs back at the provincials primarily, have all been excellent efforts, and here he is up against his own age, looking well placed. Tough race this, Paul. I thought nine Mokoena at the odds might be worth a gamble in an open race, race three. 9, 7, 2, and 4.
And I'm thinking along the exact same lines as you, Ray. I think something small on Mokoena is the way I'll play the race, 9, 4, 2, and 8. Look, you've made the right points with her, really. I mean, I think you could go back to her fourth in the Canberra Guineas. That's a listed race behind Final Award, Laburna, Major Wager. She didn't have a lot of luck that day, and so that sort of stamped her on the radar. And then she come out and won the Guineas Prelude. You could definitely argue she should have won the Wagga Guineas. If she'd got out of the top of the straight, she certainly makes things interesting. So she could be coming here with outstanding form for a benchmark 68, and she maps to get the gun run. I think she'll just lob in behind this genuine tempo, and Christian Reed, hopefully this time, he'll be able to find the out. And if he does, I think she gets her chance to win. The four-time Raid, he's just tough. He's only missed a place once in his... Well, he's only missed the Quinella once from six starts, and that's when he came out bucking. So he'll be there, you'd think, fighting this out right to the line. The two Perfect Pitch comes through the Wagga Guineas as well, and she ran her race in patches there. Maybe it was the soft seven. They're getting back on a firmer track, on a home track. Wouldn't surprise me if she bounced back. And number eight, Northern Voyage, the horse that has been back there. Andrew gave us the lead in there before. And if he can control the tempo off his first up win over a mile, I'm sure he'll be very hard to catch. But it just depends how much pressure he has to absorb up front. 9, 4, 2, and 8 in the third.
Now, the fourth player, one's off, and he's Lad and eight, host win Epinui.
Yeah, we have Bajan Gold at $3. Soldier of Love at $5. Angel of Heaven, $5.50. California Longbow, $8. Concessions, $31. Exploitations, $34. Mrs. Madrid, $5.50. Cleverly, $14. Everly Girl, $71. Loves to Rock, $14. By Design is at 100-1. And Chief Kidder is a $17 chance. Well, Bajan Gold has been the most popular runner in terms of money taken, $3.80 into $3. But one of the more notable firmers here has been California Longbow, $12 when the market first opened, and today $9.50 into $8.
Yeah, speed in these races, it's always a little bit of a lottery. One thing's for sure, they tend to... Something tends to make a move around the 800-metre mark in these races week after week. And, Ray, they've thrown up some rough results. The last two meetings here, I think the rank outsiders saluted. But today I'd expect Soldier of Love to lead, Angel of Heaven handy. Mrs. Madrid probably works across from a wide gate. And apart from that, Ray, it's a bit up in the air for me.
Yeah, with 12 runners, Paul, I'm hoping they generate at least a genuine tempo, because I'm going back with the top weight Bayesian Gold. Look, I know he's been costly for punters, and he was again at Hawkesbury at the standalone when, to be fair, his run was solid. They sort of sprinted home that day at the end of the 2100, but he got a long way back mathematically on times he couldn't win. So I thought his effort to run fourth, beaten a length and three quarters, was pretty good under the circumstances. And then Free Fly 2, who won that day, came out and franked the form next start. So look, I think Bayesian Gold, if you've backed in recently, you've probably been burned a few times, but today is the day for him. I think he ticks all the boxes. He's rock hard fit. And if the tempo is genuine enough, if he does tend to get back, he should be running home hard, Bayesian Gold. I've got him on top here. I thought 10 Cleverly was an improving type from the Team Hawks stable. This mare, she was going to win clearly at Wyong. Just got tired a little bit late. The Boomerang fought back well, but she got the job done. She was only third up that day. She was at 2,100 metres, so she'll be even fitter again, and drops to 53.5, an improving mare on the up. Similarly, number four, Angel of Heaven. Look, I know she got all the favours at Newcastle last start, but she was third up that day at the 1890. Gets you out to 2200 metres now. She's putting together a very good record, three wins from just five starts, and she's an improver. And similarly, three, Soldier of Love. Can't knock his form, Paul. He's won three and placed second his last five starts. Rock hard fit, drawn the inside gate, gets run of the race stuff. But one Bayesian Gold. If you've backed him recently, give him one more chance. This does look his race for mine. 1, 10, 4, and 3 in race four.
All right, Ray. It's such an open sort of race. We've got the same four numbers in the first four, so we might box these up and split the dividend. I've gone 4, 1, 10, and 3. Angel of Heaven was my top pick. I just think she's got that upside over most of these. She's only had the five starts, as you mentioned, three wins. She's definitely going to run the trip, I would expect, on what I've seen of her last start at Newcastle. And I think she'll be in the first three or four, which tends to be the right spot to be around here. So I'm going to go with the four Angel of Heaven just ahead of Bayesian Gold. Just the price probably is the only turning point with me here. The market's got him a 33% chance to win the race, and he hasn't been placed yet this prep. But every run suggests he's got the winner around the corner, and J-Mac may be able to get the best out of him today. But $3 is probably rock bottom for me. The 10 Cleverly certainly overs at double figures. I think she was very good winning her maiden, and former import. She'll run the trip. She keeps improving, and she's down in the weight. And I thought the three Soldier of Love, just Josh Parr, Barrier 1, not a front runner. Tell you what, they won't want to go to sleep because Josh will pull their pants down here around Warwick Farm, and Soldier of Love's rock hard fit racing well. So I'll go 4, 1, 10 and 3.
Right, we go to the fifth event, and here we've got a full field.
Yeah, Cozzy, the toppy Aperitif is at $9.50. Cuban Sizzle at 12. Nangami, $3.60. Echo Gem, 5. Lemia Stray, 13. Moccasin Miss at 7. Phoebe's Lass, 31. Second Island, 14. Dreaming for More at 11. Dolly's Due, $6. Mixed Blossom, 34. And One Fire Beach is at $23. Well, guys, I can tell you that Moccasin Miss has been a notable firmer since the market opened. 8.50 into 7.50 this morning, but since then there's been a further move into $7. Outside of that, definitely have to respect the move for Dolly's Due, 8.50 into 6.
Yeah, good speed in this race. I've just written lots of pace. Mixed Blossom from the inside. Then we're looking at horses. Maybe Moccasin Mist, Echo Gem certainly there. Cuban Sizzle working across. And Dreaming for More is drawn outside all that speed. So on paper here, Ray, plenty of pace in the field.
Yeah, I'm with Nangami, Paul. I just think she's going, she'll be up on that speed as you suggested, and hopefully she can just take a sit off them because her two wins at the provincials have been really impressive. She just looks a natural running type. She won by a margin on debut at Gosford, went back to that track at a next start and led throughout, got the job done again, beating Ari Engine, the subsequent winner in hand, spun. Look, I think Juan Quinton's found a very nice filly in the making here. She's by Zoo Star, a lot of upside, three Nangami, a step up in grade, to be fair, but I think she's a filly progressing well and will get the job done here again. Four Echo Gem was solid first up at Kembla, then last start at the Kenzo, led for a long way, tired late, just missed the place behind She's Fur Line. That was at 1,300. Coming back to 1,200 metres, that suits her. And look, she's just a tough filly. Six Moccasin Miss, Andrew mentioned, has been good money for her. This mare's never far away, finds it hard to win, but she's always thereabouts, and she races particularly well here on her home track. She's had six races here at Warwick Farm for four placings. She's drawn to get the lovely run, and with the claim, she gets in well at the weights. And a nine, Dreaming for More. I thought she did a good job to win a Kemba Maiden first up on April 30, Paul. Outback Diva ran second that day, has come out and bolted in the next start, just the frank form. This is obviously a big step up in grade going from a provincial maiden to a benchmark 70 midweek, but nice filly going places, Dreaming for More. In the fifth, three Nangami on top, 3, 4, 6, and 9.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with Nangami, 3, 10, 9, and 1. I didn't mention in that speed battle there because I expected it to just drop in and take a trail, but you're right.